Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly superannuation news wrap this Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. We've got some significant news stories to cover, so let's jump right in. First up, we review the recent changes announced by our Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, whose focus is to make superannuation in Australia both fair and sustainable. If successful, these adjustments will rake in an estimated $2 billion during the forward estimates period, and then a substantial $2.5 billion annually starting 2028 all the way through 2029. The target of these revised policies? To rein in concessions for wealthier super balances, meanwhile providing a boost to lower income earners. It's been met with some opposition, yet our Treasurer is on the record ensuring these changes will reinforce retirement adequacy without necessitating tax increases. There's still ongoing dialogue about this, including with our Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, with the aim of closing the gaps to particularly benefit women and disadvantaged groups. A worthy cause indeed. Next, we're addressing the fallout from a sizable $1.2 billion collapse of the Shield and First Guardian funds. Minister for Financial Services Daniel Molino is spearheading an effort to encourage industry and regulatory actions to protect consumers. Macquarie has already committed to acquiring Shield Investors Holdings, allocating a neat $321 million towards this. It's clear that immediate intervention is a priority, and policy alternatives are being explored to prevent such financial incidents in the future. Our attention now turns towards concerns raised by law firm FD Legal about the jurisdictional limitations of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, also known by its acronym AFCA. This comes in the wake of the already referenced Shield and First Guardian fund collapse. The law firm has been representing affected clients and has sounded the alarm about the restrictions that limit access to compensation. They're advocating for legislative changes to permit complaints against superannuation trustees responsible for enabling harmful investments. Such a preventative step could ease pressure on the Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR, which is bracing for a hefty $67 million contribution from the financial advisory sector. It's a pivotal time in our industry, with a Treasury review continuing and cooperation between major platforms evolving, guided by the Financial Services Council. Meanwhile, the Sequoia Group's subsidiary, Interprac Financial Planning, remains the lone operational entity as investigations persist. That's a wrap of this week's superannuation news. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, reminding you that knowledge is power when it comes to managing your super. Stay well informed and stay tuned for next week's roundup.